The service begins with the introit found on your pink insert sheet and then page 137. We stand. As newborn babes, alleluia, desire the pure milk of the word, alleluia, alleluia.
Sing aloud to God's strain, make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. You call in trouble, and I deliver you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. With honey from the rock, I would have satisfied you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As newborn babes, alleluia, desire the pure milk of the word, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth he shall live for men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heaven and earth, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
we implore you, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of your grace, bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conversation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Is from the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered over them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up from your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and prophesied it, says the Lord God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from the fifth chapter of 1 John. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the gospel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, he is risen from the dead, and is going before you into Galilee, hallelujah. After 8 days, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, Peace to you, alleluia.
The Holy Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins,
and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Thank you.
sermon text is from John chapter 20. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whenever Jesus was before Pontius Pilate, he was asked, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews, and he said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." So quite obviously, Jesus is a different kind of king. He does not come to slay enemies with the sword and club. He does not bring with him a contingent of soldiers to massacre all those who engage in sin against the Father. No, he's a different kind of king. John 18, Jesus explains in John 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now, my kingdom is not from here." Jesus' kingdom is not concerned with money or gold. Jesus' kingdom does not consist in the concerns of this temporal life. It does not teach us how to acquire or to keep temporal property. The world and its kingdom, well, this world, it's all ruled by human reason. They need no Jesus in order that they might train an army. They don't need faith to run a stock market or to tax a population. In fact, there are already enough rulers of the kingdoms of this world, earthly kingdoms. Oh, let them do their jobs for sure, and we pray that they may do their job well. However, our risen Lord brings us a new kingdom, which is not of this world. As he himself said, he was a different kind of king. Jesus came, our King came, to redeem us from sin by his innocent suffering. He came to redeem us from death by his dying. He came to give us new life by his resurrection from the dead. And after his resurrection, Jesus comes to his disciples to bring them the truth. Yes, the truth, which Pilate did not understand. Pilate understands that Jesus is innocent of treason, but Jesus brings a truth which can only be received by faith. Jesus comes to bring the truth of the gospel. "My kingdom," Jesus says, "brings a peace that passes understanding." When Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you," Jesus is establishing a new kingdom, a kingdom not of this world. By these words, Jesus is establishing his church, and he is building it upon the foundation of the apostles' teaching. You see, we learn about Jesus' kingdom, the spread of this kingdom, by the means which Jesus himself has set up. Jesus doesn't set up a monetary system, nor does he provide a constitution. There are no election of officers, nor are there houses of government set up. Jesus establishes his kingdom, and he says, well, it says, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So this new kingdom involves the preaching of forgiveness and the retaining of sins. Therefore, it is through the office of the keys that the truth of the gospel is proclaimed. That's where the truth goes out, which Pilate didn't understand. And it's through faith in Jesus that we, hearing this truth proclaimed, that we receive forgiveness and life and salvation. Apart from faith, sins remain, and thus also remains wrath and punishment. Just as Pilate understood, and he understood it quite well, this new kingdom of Jesus doesn't overthrow earthly government. It doesn't interfere with temporal law and order. It doesn't, the gospel message of this new kingdom, it doesn't remove the distinctions of man and woman, employer and employee, ruling authority and citizen, parent and child, pastor and people. It doesn't remove those. It is preached out in the midst of this kingdom, the earthly kingdom. This new kingdom, as it is preached, it doesn't bring prosperity and wealth. It doesn't remove illness or heal the body. Jesus' kingdom brings a spiritual reward, a spiritual inward peace. Peace be with you. It is a peace which, it is a peace which knows of the reception of eternal life and salvation. You see, there are not nearly enough preachers, yes, true preachers, of this heavenly peace. Oh, there are those who preach wealth. There are those who preach medical help. There are those who use religion in order to fleece their sheep out of money and goods. There are those who entertain the flock. There are those who provide false comfort. But there are very few who preach the gospel of the forgiveness of sins, that Jesus Christ, our King, suffered and died to take away the wrath of God, to take away the curse. And through faith in Him, we have salvation. We too will have a resurrection from the dead. You see, once this world is done, and this temporal world will finally be done, it will, in the last day, wrap up. But this new kingdom of Christ, the one that comes through the preaching of the gospel, will continue on. It will live, in which God will transfer us from here to our heavenly glory. You see, the preaching of this kingdom is one that is of greater and higher worth because of its eternal no limit to what it provides. And so our Jesus, after He rose from the dead, He spared no time in getting to His apostles, in assuring them of the forgiveness of sins, and then making sure that the kingdom goes out and that they preach forgiveness of sins, and where there's unrepentance, the retaining of sins. You see, this new kingdom still goes out today. It's going out today through the pastoral office. Jesus is extending His kingdom. He is still preaching out law and gospel. Pastors are using the law to reveal our sin, and they're using the gospel to bring us peace. A peace that passes all understanding. A peace that will endure even when this world, even when your life is done. It is a peace that comes through the announcement of the forgiveness of sins. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The offertory is found on page 143. We stand.
Bring me up, Lord, and we will rise.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks for your risen Jesus. He comes among us with comforting and forgiving words, announcing peace be with you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask that all your people may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing that we may have life in his name. Furthermore, we ask that Christ's life might be shown to our neighbor by our life and conduct. We ask that our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as all pastors, might give themselves to the duties of the office of the keys. We ask your blessing upon our conference in Texas this coming week, and for safe travel for those who will attend it. Be with our Learning Center, our Director Keeley, our teacher staff and students. We ask that all those members who are negligent in attending the services of God House, that they might, being shown their sin, return to receive the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask that the Prince of Peace might use rulers and magistrates to preserve and establish peace, that the full message of Christ's resurrection might be published in every land. Bless and preserve our President Joe, our Governor JB, the Mayor of Hare and Steve, all those who govern in our nation, state, and city. We ask that freedom, justice, righteousness, and peace may prevail in this earthly kingdom. We bring before you our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, those who attend to us in times of emergency, and all public servants. Give them commitment to duty, and in danger, keep them safe. O Lord Almighty, you do behold all the nations of the earth from your heavenly throne. Look down with pity upon those nations who are now at war. Hold your hand over women and children. Check the hatred and cruelty of mankind. Direct the counsel of neighbor nations to overtures of peace, and give peace in our time, that we and our children may serve you with a quiet mind. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask your blessing upon our shut-ins, Carolyn and Jean, as well as upon Violet. Be with those of various needs. Provide for Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Gib, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Jim. We also ask that you would be with Linda, who was taken to the emergency room this morning. We ask your blessing upon the doctors and nurses as they treat her. Be with our students, with Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Ashley, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, my God. Marvelous in our eyes. This is the day.
God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Lord,